That was most of "Hey, Mr. DJ, I Thought You Said We Had a Deal" by They Might Be Giants. Welcome to Car Talk. I'm Nate.
And I'm Connor.
We traded sex for a car, but you can still call in if you want at 781-736-5277.
So this slot used to be sex talk, but we took it over, and now it's car talk. But if you still want to talk about sex, that's cool, too, and totally call in. No, like, really, call in. And our next songs are going to be Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads and Carmelita by Warren Zevon.
Yeah. I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking. All strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your
So we have a caller on air, Luki Slomka, who has things to say, which is great. Wait, I don't think you're actually on air. Jokes.
We can't hear you.
Okay, now you're on air, pretty sure.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, first of all, I want to repeat to the audience that Nate has a better radio voice than Connor.
Shh.
Second of all, I want to bring this show back to its roots and talk about menstrual cycles. So, I'm in my pharmacology class, and tomorrow we're covering reproductive pharmacology. And so we're going to read a paper for tomorrow, and lo and behold, it's about how, scientifically, how women sync up with each other when they're living together.
Which is extremely true, by the way.
Oh, I know. Well, I've heard stories of it. But I think some people think it's an urban legend. I don't think some people don't think it's true. But now it's been scientifically proven women secrete a pheromone from their armpits.
Gross.
That can... Oh, that's great. And that that pheromone can affect the length of menstrual cycles in other women.
Yeah, so that's disgusting, but...
So, without you knowing, you, by walking across campus, whenever you pass a girl, you could be either shortening or lengthening their menstrual cycle.
I feel really important now. Thank you.
That's good. You've touched these girls' lives.
Literally, in possibly one of the deepest ways ever.
Oh, yes.
You had things to say about Pechanga also, right?
Oh, yes. I wanted to rant about Pechanga quickly. So, first of all, what's this business about them not allowing people to resell their tickets? That's terrible because some people, there's a huge market for secondhand tickets. Some people won't want to go, can't go, and then their friends won't go, and in the end, no one will go.
People probably still go.
I'm saying, like, if one person can't go, then his friend will follow him, and his friend will follow him, and then they can't sell their tickets. So there will inherently be fewer people at Pechanga than there should be.
Okay, but what's actually stopping people from selling the tickets?
Because they will check the name on the ticket with the name on your brand identity at the door.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's horrible. Second thing about Pechanga, they scheduled it the night before Admitted Students Day. So the Admitted Students, besides the people who are meeting with them, they will walk onto an empty campus because everyone will be hibernating in their room all day, not being able to look at the sun.
Maybe they did that on purpose to keep, you know, the Admitted Students from seeing the current students.
That's quite possible. I mean, we are pretty horrible people.
Yeah, this is extremely valid. I think they did this on purpose.
Or Pechanga just wants to stick it to the man and sabotage the brand administration by making fewer people want to come to Brandon. And then your tuition will go up.
Maybe it's a huge plot from the administration to charge more.
Or that. Could be an inside job.
This is possible. Okay, so we're going to play another song now. So you are going to go.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.
It's a...
Sorry, Mookie. I think you had other things to say, but... So did I.
Someone, a person to talk to, someone who cared to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just the habit, eh, kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time.
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 I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? Cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartache, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven for no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine, nine, nine for lost God, ten, 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 ten. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Do it all the time.
since Bruce downloaded the Star Wars.
Our theme this week is songs we like, which we decided to call The Mechanics of Car Talk for some reason. We were originally going to do a show about babies, but then we found out that there are only two songs about babies, like literal babies. The songs we found out were Nanobots by They Might Be Giants and Stay Up Late by Talking Heads, which are both really good songs, and we will probably craft a show around them someday.
In all honesty, we actually didn't look very hard for other songs about babies, but those were the only two we were aware of.
So then we tried to craft a found rock Dickensian opera following our unnamed protagonist from conception to death by electrocution, but that took longer than 15 minutes. So you get this instead.
I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. But do you, don't you want me to make you? I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you. Tell me your answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out, Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter.
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Whether you relate yourself, what we say it for yourself, and how can we fight your hair when Johnson lives inside your head? Not spunks, not spunks, not spunks, fuck off! Not spunks, not spunks, not spunks, fuck off! If you're not fight, get out of here! You ain't no better than the bouncers! We ain't trying to be police, so you ain't the cops, it ain't anarchy! Not spunks, not spunks, not spunks, fuck off! Not spunks, not spunks, not spunks, fuck off! I got your point, what a man! If I each other, the police they wins! Stab your backs and trash our holes! Trash your bank if you got real balls! There's nothing fun to get so cool! Realize these are new school and conscious business men and cops in the real world, so I can be the first to go! Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes, fuck off! Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes, fuck off! You'll be the first to go, you'll be the first to go, you'll be the first to go, unless you think!
So right there we had Kiss Off by the Violent Femmes, Valerie by Amy Winehouse off Back to Black, Helter Skelter by the Beatles, and Nazi Punk's Fuck Off by the Dead Kennedys.
So now Connor wanted me to say that I'm from Lawrence, Kansas, which is true. It's a good place, so hi, Lawrence. You can't make this stuff up. Next up, we have Radio Radio by Elvis Costello, Bottles by V.V. Brown, 16 by Iggy Pop, and Rococo by The Arcade Fire.
It's Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett. Take.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids.
No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live and they do live well. Stonehenge,
danced the little children of Stonehenge beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
So, winding back a little, that was Stonehenge by the incomparable Spinal Tap, and which is a very true statement. And now, due to some sort of regulation, we're going to play an advertisement for you. Choose one.
Patterson, Johnson, come on, let's move out!
When I think back on it, that was one of the scariest days of my life. I was young, overseas, and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of a battle. But the day I went to the doctor and discovered I was going blind was even scarier. For some time I'd noticed blurring of my central vision and difficulty seeing at night. I didn't think much of it.
Unfortunately, many Americans don't recognize the signs of retinal degenerative disease. They think they just need new glasses. Retinal degenerative disease affects millions, young and old. Diseases such as retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration. That's why the Foundation Fighting Blindness is working to end vision loss through research. Call 1-800-394-8280 for free information.
Today, if one of my friends tells me they have trouble seeing, I tell them to go to the doctor right away.
If you or a loved one are affected by a retinal degenerative disease, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-394-8280. It takes vision to find a cure.
This message has been brought to you by WBRS Waltham.
All right, and now we're going to keep those hits coming.
Cut out, they don't wanna hear. stony inches on the reel to reel. And the radio was in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. Oh,
All right. We got another caller coming in, one Spotify Jeremy Play, Ash now from Brighton, Massachusetts. On the go.
Just hey. Christ,
turn down that. Hey, Jeremy, you're on air.
Hey, Car Talk. I guess I was wondering why you guys call yourself Car Talk. Is it, you were saying something earlier about demographics. Did you mean that it was like demographics? People who listen to Car Talk would also want to listen to your show?
Well,
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, you see, most of our music is approximately three times as old as we are. So we think the general NPR demographic is going to get a kick out of the things we have to offer. And we thought by using the Car Talk name, we had a built-in viewership, listenership, if you will, with the thousands of people around the country who enjoy Car Talk daily.
And how are do you think you have thousands of listeners right now?
I think we have at least some percentage of that.
I'd like to request a song.
Oh, great. What is it?
I was wondering if you guys said I'm slowly turning into you by the White Stripes.
Oh, boy. Do we ever.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Here we go.
Or just Spotify have it. Thanks, Car Talk.
Thank you.
Next, we have a song for a friend who we have been trying to get him to play the song in his own radio show for a very long time, and we are very glad we can play it for him.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
So that was Jesse's Girl for Jess Oakes Willard. Up next, we have Where Is My Mind by The Pixies, Opposite Day by Andrew Bird, and Twilight by Electric Light Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
So, the vagaries of the music industry have forced us to relay yet another exciting narrative to our dear listeners. So, I got one for you. Today, Connor learned that you can own a domesticated fox. And she would also like to remind you to friend us on LinkedIn and Twitter.
I'm not making a LinkedIn.
We're not making a LinkedIn. Never mind. Let's see. Yeah. If you want to join our writer's room, we're accepting applications right now. And that's pretty much it.
Surprises it hit me like an act of God, causing my alarm that I had not become myself apart. Still had legs and arms, yes, I still had legs and arms. Today was supposed to be the day the molecules decided to change the form. Laws of physics lose the sway. Discretion now is suddenly the norm. Oh, with the good kids sprouting horns, yeah, yeah. And today was supposed to be just another day. Today was supposed to be just another day. Was supposed to be today. Was supposed to be. I'm those that can't quite function in society at large, they're going to wake up on this morning and find that they're in charge. While those who are all set up for, who are really doing quite well, they're going to wake up in institutions, in prison or in hell, in prison or in hell. And today was supposed to be the day molecules decide to change the form. Laws of physics lose this way. Youthful indiscretion now is suddenly the norm. With the good kids spouting horns, yeah, yeah. And today was supposed to be just another day. Today was supposed to be just another day. Supposed to be, no, no, just another day.
Think there's something else? Well, you're right, there is. There's something else. But if you think I'm gonna tell you, think again. Why should I even think of telling you what there is? Yeah, 'cause silence is knowledge, and knowledge is power. I'm on explicit orders to dare not speak its name. Listen up, I just work here. Oh, I dare not speak his name. I can't keep talking about him. Whoa, I dare not speak his name.
All right, that was Car Talk. We had ELO's Twilight, Opposite Day by Andrew Bird, and Where's My Mind by the Pixies, which Nate has already announced. For our last song, we're going to have Goodnight Ladies by Lou Reed, and have a good night.
Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Let me tell you now, good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Now all night long you've been drinking your tequila, but now you've sucked your lemon peel dry, So why not get high and good night, ladies, ladies, good night. Good night, ladies. Oh, ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Good night, sweet ladies. Oh, ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Bye bye. Oh, we've been together for the longest time. But now it's time to get high. Come on, let's get high and good night, ladies, ladies, good night. Oh, I'm still missing my other half. Oh, it must be something I did in the past. Don't it just make you wanna laugh? It's a lonely Saturday night. Oh, nobody calls me on the telephone. I put another record on my stereo, but I'm still singing a song of you. It's a lonely Saturday night. Now if I was an actor or a dancer who was glamorous, then you know an amorous life would soon be mine. But now the tinsel light of star break is all that's left to applaud my heartbreak. And at 11 o'clock I watch the network. Oh, whoa, whoa. Something tells me that you're really gone. You said we could be friends, but that's not what I want. Anyway, my TV dinner's almost done. It's a lonely Saturday night. I mean to tell you, it's a lonely Saturday night. One more once, it's a lonely Saturday night.